Before it began, it already looked like it might take a while because there were more contestants than ever in the UPIC spelling bee. But no one thought it would take 4 hours to narrow the field down to the winners. The 18 contestants began at 11 Saturday morning, and it was after 3 in the afternoon when the winners were announced.
They were all very strong spellers. That was the problem.
Organizer Frida Dan was keeping score. She remembers 8 years ago that many could not spell the words correctly when she began the spelling bee as a way to help students learn to write UPIC. The spelling bee is different for many reasons. First, no one gets eliminated if they spell a word wrong. Contestants just keep spelling new ones till it's clear who has spelt the most. That's UPIC for correct. It's not just the rules that make this spelling bee unique. A few decades ago, it would have been impossible to hold such an event because UPIC was still mostly a spoken language. Few knew how to write it down, and even those who did disagreed on how to spell the words. It took the efforts of many UPIC linguists and elders to come up with the modern UPIC dictionary, the reference that makes this spelling bee possible. Roseanne Knows coaches for the UPIC School District.
I remember I used to read the old version of the UPIC, and then I see this new modern UPIC is way different than the old language we used to read when we were little kids.
Even with the dictionary, this spelling bee is no walk in the park. There are several dialects in the UPIC language, making it tough for speakers of one dialect to understand certain words in another dialect.
The spelling bee covers all central UPIC dialects.
Auk. Auk.
During the first round, the judges agree they have a winner.
Auk. A-U-K. Auk.
O'Brien Lomek has spelled every word she was given correctly. But that did not end the contest. There was a tie to resolve among no less than 6 competitors.
Spellers take a break, 5 minutes.
Judges needed time to choose more words for the next battle, which narrowed the field down to 3. And then the final 2, each of whom spoke a different dialect. Rochelle Phillips speaks a central UPIC dialect spoken in Akiachuk, and Anna Friday speaks the Chupik spoken in the coastal village of Chivak.
A bulk. A bulk.
The audience was silent as the 2 spelled. Everyone was keeping track.
E-P-U-L-E-K. A bulk.
That's it. We're going to get ready for the awards. Yeah.
During the break, Friday walked into the hallway. Surrounded by friends, family, and coach, the third grader was thinking over the tough words.
I get mixed up with K and Q and R and G. They sound kind of the same.
This was the first time Chivak students competed in the statewide spelling bee. The coach, Monica Friday, is Anna's mother.
This one's been a nail biter all day. So I had confidence in her and I believed in her. I'm so proud.
To earn her second place on the podium, Friday had to outspell Rochelle Phillip, the teasing cousin of the winner of this year's UPIC spelling bee. Both are 6th graders at Akiachak School. The winner, Lomak, worried about one competitor more than any other.
I thought my cousin Michelle was going to beat me.
Akiachak is part of the UPIC school district. This is the second year the district has participated in the statewide contest, and also the second year a UPIC student has won the UPIC statewide spelling bee. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.